We're ready for our first session. It's very nice to welcome you back on this continuing Refuge Nongdro retreat. And we like to start all of our special occasions with a acknowledgement of country, acknowledging and paying respect to the Jagera and Turrbal peoples who are the traditional custodians of the land on which Lungri Tungpa Centre resides. Paying our respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and seeking to repay the kindness of all sentient beings, including those that we are directly indebted to. To cleanse our system for the beginning of the day, we can begin with the 9-round breathing. So to set this up, we first settle our posture, then we settle our mind. So settling our posture, try and have your back relatively straight. If you're sitting in a chair, well back in the chair with your lower back supported and your feet firmly on the ground so you can feel the stability of your posture. If you're on a cushion, then your hips higher than your knees. Whether you're sitting cross-legged or kneeling. And if you can, hands in your lap with the right palm on top of the left and the thumbs lightly touching. Imagine a fine thread of light running from the base of your spine up through your body, coming out your crown, and feel as if you're being supported by this thread of light. So your spine will still keep its natural curvature, but become naturally straighter, more alert. And once your back is straight, then relax your shoulders and really release any tension held in the neck and the shoulders. You'll notice that your head should be tilted just slightly forward with the chin tucked in, a slight smile on your lips, and your tongue on the upper palate behind the top teeth. Eyes just lightly closed, releasing any tension from the temples, the frown lines, the forehead. Becoming aware of the natural rhythm of your breathing. And also becoming aware of Shakyamuni Buddha there in the space in front of you, whose entire existence is an antidote. He's in fully ordained Sangha form. And manifests into light. And this light surrounds you and envelops you. And as we do the 9-round breathing, you inhale that light. The light transmits to your entire body, speech, mind, existence, completely consecrating and purifying all grasping attachment, all aversions and frustrations, and all confusion. So, first imagine breathing out through your left nostril and in through your right nostril. So, as you breathe out, release all of the attachment and grasping, all of the dissatisfaction. And all the causes of this type of suffering. And feel as you breathe out, it's all the disgusting things in the form of blood and pus all rushing out beyond your reach. As you breathe in through the right nostril, breathe in blissful, pacifying white light. Understand it as an antidote such as patience, wisdom, emptiness, all the blessings of the Buddha in the form of light, and it just floods through your system. So three long, leisurely breaths. And then for the next three, this time breathing out through the right nostril, releasing all of the disturbing emotions associated with anger and aversion, frustration, hatred, and release them in the form of all the scary things, snakes and scorpions, spiders. Release them all, breathe them out beyond your reach. And as you breathe in to that vacuum through the left nostril, understand this blissful white light that flows through you is an antidote, and this time the pacifying antidote of patience. So again, three times, long leisurely breaths. And for the final round, breathing out through both nostrils, this time purifying ignorance and confusion. And as you breathe out, expelling soot and dark smoke, which is all the ignorance, all the karma created under the power of that ignorance, all the consequences, all the causes. All the obstructing things. And as you breathe in, the purifying, blissful white light clarifies your mind, and your body becomes clean and clear like crystal. So three times through both nostrils. And then now our system has been purified, consecrated. Just breathing in and out, radiant clarity. Again, bring to mind Shakyamuni Buddha in the space in front of you, the embodiment of all three objects of refuge, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And surrounding you, all the sentient beings. Imagine them all in human form, all the beings from all the realms. Even all the animals, maybe looking a little frog-like or a little cat-like, but all in human form, surrounding you as vast as space. all of them seeking refuge, yet bereft of refuge. All of them suffering, yet unable to remove the causes of that continued suffering. And in your heart, allow a sense of universal responsibility to arise, recognizing that even though we may not yet feel ready, we do have everything that we need at our disposal to be able to help these sentient beings. And how we can bring that about is by the practice of refuge. So clarifying this refuge and bodhicitta motivation. Sangye chodam sogye chodam lai chanchu badu danyi kyab sui chi dagye jinso kyepe sonam gye trolai panje sangye dropa sho sangye chodam sogye chodam lai chanchu badu danyi kyab sui chi Dagi jinsoi gyepe sonam gye, drola panje sangye dropa joy. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. Contemplating the Four Immeasurables, may all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from the bias of attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And making sure your mind is infused with these four immeasurable attitudes. And then recalling in slightly more detail our refuge field arising from the great Dharmakaya emptiness in the purity of your mind, a large pristine lotus, and on this five jeweled thrones, the central one larger and surrounded by four slightly smaller thrones. And Shakyamuni Buddha, in essence, your root guru, on the central throne, with Vajradhara at his heart. He's radiant and golden, with a body made of light, smiling at you, so happy you're here. And simultaneously, his gaze encompasses all sentient beings. On the throne, directly in front of Shakyamuni, is your root guru, the Buddha manifesting as Guru, young and vibrant. Your root guru being the one you are most connected to, closest to at the moment. And surrounding are all of the gurus that you've taken teachings from in this life, including those who taught you to read or write, perhaps even those who taught you to drive. Those who are still living are seated on cushions, and those who've passed away are seated on lotuses. They are all Buddha manifesting as Guru. On the throne to the left of Buddha is the Manjushri Buddha and the lineage, and on the throne to the right, the Maitreya Buddha and the lineage, and behind Vajradhara Buddha and the lineage. And all of these beings are facing the Buddha, also taking refuge, surrounding them are the Nirmanakaya aspect Buddhas, the 1,000 Buddhas of this eon, the 35 Buddhas, the 8 medicine Buddhas. The Dharma is taking the form of all of the texts, manifesting in front of them, next to them, on their tables, all of the understandings and realizations appearing in the form of texts. Surrounding these are the figures of the Sangha refuge, the 8 great bodhisattvas, Manjushri, Bodhisattva Manjushri representing wisdom, Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara embodying compassion, Bodhisattva Vajrapani symbolizing power, Bodhisattva Maitreya representing love, karma and activity because he's the future Buddha, Bodhisattva Siddhigarbha embodying Buddha's merits, richness and the fertility of the land, Bodhisattva Sava Nirvana Vishkamban practices purifying wrongdoing and obstructions, Bodhisattva Akashagarbha, the Buddha's blessing with the ability to purify all transgressions, and Bodhisattva Samantabhadra, conduct, expertise in making offerings and prayers of aspiration. Surrounding these are the solitary realizers, the hearers, around them the dakas and dakinis in the dancing posture, and surrounding them the Dharma protectors, protecting from small, medium and greater scope hindrances. Feel that they are right there, just above our crown, that we are amongst it, part of this great conglomeration. And below are the guardians of the four directions, the elementals, the custodians of this land, and then if there is even one shred of doubt that this great refuge field is right there in front of you, when we recite the invocation, then we feel that the actual wisdom beings come to the space in front to inhabit our visualization, to energize it and power it. Malu sam chen kon gi kyon gyu chi tu de pon che mi ze chom ze la Onam malu yang dai kien gyue pe chom den koi chen e dim che so so. Protector of all beings without exception, divine destroyer of the intractable legions of Mara, perfect knower of all things, Bhagavan and retinue, please come here. The seven limb prayer Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time, and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own and others' merits to the great enlightenment. Offering a short mandala. Sangye shindu mite o ki tro ko nam da chi la cho pa sho e dam guru rana mandala kamni atayami. And think your mandala is most joyously received by the entire refuge field. So we'll now go to the method to transform a suffering life into happiness, including enlightenment. The direct meditation on the graduated path, containing all the important meanings. Essence encompassing all the Buddhas, originator of all the holy Dharma of scripture and realization, principle of all Arya's intending virtue, in the glorious holy Gurus I take refuge. Please, Gurus, bless my mind to become Dharma, Dharma to become the path, and the path to be without obstacles. Until I achieve Buddhahood, please bless me to be like youthful Norsung and Bodhisattva always crying, incorrectly following the virtuous friend with pure thought and action, seeing whatever is done is pure and accomplishing whatever is said and advised. Please bless me to see that this greatly meaningful body with freedoms and richnesses is difficult to find and easily perishes, that action and result are so profound, and that the sufferings of the evil gone transmigratory beings are so difficult to bear. Therefore, please bless me to take refuge from the depths of my heart in the three rare sublime ones, abandon negative karma, and accomplish virtue according to Dharma. In dependence upon that, even if I achieve the mere higher rebirth of a deva or human, I will still have to experience suffering endlessly in samsara because of not having abandoned and being under the control of the disturbing thought obscurations. Therefore, please bless me to reflect well upon the way of circling in samsara and to continuously follow day and night the path of the three types of precious trainings, the principal method for becoming free from samsara. In dependence upon that, even if I achieve mere liberation, since there is no sentient being of the six types who has not been my father and mother, please bless me to think I must fulfill their purpose and turn away from the lower happiness of nirvana. Then please bless me to generate precious bodhicitta by equalizing and exchanging myself with others and follow the conduct of the conqueror's sons, the six paramitas, and so forth. Having trained my mind in the common path in that way, I will not be upset even if I have to experience the sufferings of samsara for a long time. However, please bless me to look at sentient beings with extraordinary unbearable compassion and to enter the quick path of the Vajrayana teachings. Then please bless me to protect my vows and samayas more than my life and to quickly accomplish the unified Vajradhara state in one brief lifetime of this degenerate time. And then as a way to become even closer, to make our relationship even more personal with the Guru Buddha. We recite the calling the Guru from afar, which is on page 133 of the Gold Prayer Book or on the separate handout. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Magnificently glorious Guru, dispelling the darkness of ignorance. Magnificently glorious Guru, revealing the path of liberation. Magnificently glorious Guru, liberating from the waters of samsara. Magnificently glorious Guru, eliminating the diseases of the five poisons. Magnificently glorious Guru, who is the wish-granting jewel, I beseech you, please bless me. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to remember impermanence and death from my heart. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to generate the thought of no need in my mind. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to abide one-pointedly in practice in isolated places. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to not have any hindrances to my practice. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to realize without error the view of the fundamental nature of reality. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me so that all bad conditions appear as a support. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to accomplish effortlessly the two works of self and others. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me soon, very soon. Please bless me on this very cushion. Please bless me in this very session. May I not arise heresy even for a second in the actions of the glorious Guru. May I regard whatever actions are done as pure. With this devotion, may I receive the blessings of the Guru in my heart. Magnificent and precious root Guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the realizations of your holy body, speech, and mind. And think that a emanation of Guru Shakyamuni, made of light, comes across space, hovers just above the crown of your head, and melts into light which flows down through your crown. This light comes to rest at the level of your heart, incredibly bright like a supernova. And in that radiance, your body, speech, and mind become one with the Guru's holy body, speech, and mind. The aspect of vast, empty radiance. Meditate on the emptiness of the I. Your wisdom, realizing emptiness, experiences infinite bliss. And from the strength of your bodhicitta resolve, you spontaneously arise into a form to most benefit sentient beings. If you've had an initiation arising as the deity, if you've not yet had an initiation arising as a body of light, your subtle body coming to the fore, the product of all of your virtuous actions, rather than a product of delusion and karma, product of dependent arising and virtue. On your tongue, the syllable ah transforms into a moon disc On top of this appears a white syllable om. This is surrounded by the white vowels standing clockwise, the red consonants standing counterclockwise, and around the edge of this sliver of light, the moon of bodhicitta, the blue heart mantra of dependent relation standing clockwise. All of these mantra garlands standing upright, made of light and emitting their own sound. And light beams radiate from them in all directions, hooking back the blessings and power of both mundane and supramundane speech. The mantra garlands become even more vibrant, filled with light. The light rays hook back all of the auspicious signs, the seven sublime precious objects of a king's reign, and these continuously rain into the mantra garlands. So, blessing our speech on page 14. As we recite the Ali, the vowels, white light and nectar flow from this innermost mantra garland through your whole system, purifying all of the negative karma collected with your body from this life and all beginningless rebirths. Om a i e u u ri ri li li e o o ang a swaha. Om a i e u u ri ri li li e o o ang a swaha. Om a i e u u ri ri li li e o o ang a swaha. Then, as we recite the Kali, the red consonants, red nectar beams flow down from the mantra, filling your whole body and all negative karmas collected with your speech in this life and from beginningless rebirths is completely purified. Om kakagagana, cha 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 na, ta 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 na, tra ta 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 na, pa 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 ma, yara lava, shaka saha sa swaha. Om kakagagana, cha 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 na, ta 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 na, tra ta 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 na, pa 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 ma, yara lava, shaka saha sa swaha. Om kakagagana, cha 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 na, ta 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 na, tra ta 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 na, pa 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 ma, yara lava, shaka saha sa swaha. And then, as we recite the mantra of dependent arising, blue nectar beams flow down from this mantra, filling your whole body and purifying all the negative karmas collected with your mind from this life and all beginningless rebirths. Om Ye Dharma Hetu Prabhava, Hetan Tekan Tathagato, Hayavada Tekan Sayo, Niroda, Evamvadi Maha Shramanaya Swaha. Om Ye Dharma Hetu Prabhava, Hetan Tekan Tathagato, Hayavada Tekan Sayo, Niroda, Evamvadi Maha Shramanaya Swaha. Om Ye Dharma Hetu Prabhava, Hetan Tekan Tathagato, Hayavada Tekan Sayo, Niroda, Evamvadi Maha Shramanaya Swaha. Then this blue mantra garland suddenly grows incredibly bright, and this light is absorbed into the middle mantra garland, the red one. It in turn grows brighter and brighter, and that light is absorbed into the central garland, the white one. This too grows incredibly bright, absorbing into the om into the moon. And the moon dissolves into a radiant ah. This R melts into pinkish light and nectar that absorbs into your tongue, and your tongue becomes a Vajra nature. The power of your speech becomes marvelous. Whatever you recite is multiplied 10 million times. The dedication prayer on page 16. May my tongue have all the courage of the ones gone to bliss. By the power of my glorious words, may all sentient beings be subdued. May all the meanings of whatever words I say be accomplished instantly. So having blessed our speech, set our motivation, then we have the refuge contemplation that we feel particularly close to the eight great bodhisattvas in the refuge field. And the meditation is the fire scope meditation on the blossoming lotus. So allowing your body again to settle into a comfortable position. And take a nice deep breath in, and as you exhale, let go of tensions or distractions and create a space for insight and understanding. And we set our intention to explore the profound nature of the Buddha bodies and their role on the path of the higher capable being to benefit all sentient beings. And this may often seem a lofty or unachievable goal, but actually, we have this potential right now. Just like a lotus seed hidden in the mud at the bottom of a pond. We can't see it. We may not even know it's there. But this represents potential of wisdom, the Dharmakaya. This lotus seed contains within it the blueprint for both wisdom bodies and form bodies of a Buddha. It has the DNA of enlightenment. But it just may be so covered and obscured that we just don't believe it's there. We can't even see the use of the stinky mud of the water. But just as the seed needs that stinky mud and water to grow, our wisdom develops through engaging with the challenges of samsara. It's like how the lotus root extends deep into the mud, drawing nourishment from what seems impure to produce a beautiful flower. When it's for others, everything becomes useful. So how might viewing challenges as opportunities for your own growth change your approach to difficult situations? by embracing difficulties with compassion and wisdom, we cultivate the causes for manifesting the Buddha bodies. This is similar to how the lotus seed uses the nutrients from the mud to grow stronger and eventually break the water's surface. Can you recall a time when a challenging experience led to unexpected growth or insight? This experience offers a glimpse into how wisdom can blossom from even the most difficult circumstances. It's like realizing that the murky pond you once avoided is actually nurturing a beautiful lotus flower beneath the surface. You can process all those experiences with your Dharma wisdom. Just as the seed processes the nutrients. And you can nourish them with universal compassion, just as the seed is surrounded by the water. The Rupakaya is like the blossoming flower. After all the secret work is done, spreading beauty and fragrance to all beings. How might understanding the relationship between the wisdom and form bodies influence your spiritual practice? Encourage yourself. Encourage others. Even in our daily life, try to recognize opportunities for cultivating both wisdom and compassion, remembering the lotus growing from the mud. Recognizing the pain is growing pains. It's evidence of your progress. Look forward to that lotus breaking from the surface, bursting through the dualistic mind. So with this contemplation of the higher scope, the Mahayana approach, reciting the various refuge prayers, I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu chiwo, Chö la kyabsu chiwo, Kendun la kyabsu chiwo. Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu chiwo, Chö la kyabsu chiwo, Kendun la kyabsu chiwo. Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu chiwo, Chö la kyabsu chiwo, Kendun la kyabsu chiwo. And then continuing with whichever of the refuge prayers you are accumulating your recitations. Feel that light and nectar stream from the refuge field. Clarifying your bodhicitta motivation, that universal blissful fluid of the pond, clarifying the murkiness. Your whole being. Blissful with the moisture of bodhicitta. Your mind soft, fluid, kind, and clear. And that nectar of bodhicitta that flows from the refuge field, just like the water in the pond, supports you and nourishes you. And just as all the sentient beings surround you, so does this nectar of bodhicitta permeate all. And feel that any resistance or reticence, any impurities in that nectar water are completely purified as the light and nectar flows from the refuge field. Also, as the light and nectar flow from the entire refuge field, you receive all of the Dharmakaya wisdom. All of the processing of the difficulties of life with your Dharmakaya wisdom. Whatever happens, pleasant, unpleasant, good or bad, is processed with your Dharmakaya wisdom, becomes nutrients. Becomes nutrients for that that Buddha potential, that lotus seed. Your Dharmakaya wisdom recognizes they may appear as one way or another. They may appear as good or bad. But everything becomes nutrients to develop the wisdom body and the form body of a Buddha. So, as the light and nectar streams from the refuge field, feel any doubts, procrastinations, or anxieties are completely washed away. And you are filled with the blessings and the inspiration of the Buddhas. Lama la kyapsu chi wa sangya la kyapsu chi wa chola kyapsu chi wa kendin chi wa. And then gradually the entire refuge field begins to dissolve into light from the extremities inwards, and this light is drawn into the central figures, into the eight great bodhisattvas, who also dissolve into light. This light is drawn into your direct gurus, who melt into light, and this radiance is absorbed into your root guru right there in front of you, who becomes clearer, brighter, and gradually smaller and smaller, and absorbs into the Buddha's heart. Keeping his form, resting there right in the heart of the matter. Shakyamuni Buddha dissolves into light, and this light dissolves into your crown, coming to rest at your heart. In that vast Dharmakaya wisdom space, meditate on the emptiness of the I. And from this transcendental wisdom and bliss, through the power of your bodhicitta, This stirs you to arise into a form to continue to help sentient beings. Arising as a Buddha, we recite the mantra. Tayata om mune mune maha munaya swaha. 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 Feel that all the sentient beings have been liberated and enlightened, that you've achieved your purpose. Enjoy this great, vast vision. And then to dedicate the merits, turning back to the method to transform a suffering life into happiness. On page 8, halfway down, the verses to dedicate our life to others. Determined to obtain the greatest possible benefit from all sentient beings who are more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel, I shall hold them most dear at all times. May I become like a wish-granting jewel, fulfilling all the wishes, and like a wish-granting tree, fulfilling all the hopes of transmigratory beings. For the sake of accomplishing the two purposes of all sentient beings, without any sense of loss or concern, I give away my body and likewise my enjoyments, such as food and clothing, and even all my virtues accumulated over the three times. By abandoning attachment and giving everything away, I will pass beyond sorrow, and my mind will achieve the non-abiding, sorrowless state, the state of omniscience. Since I'll have to give up everything all at once when I die, it's best for me to give it away to sentient beings, because Buddhahood is attained in that way. As I have already given this body, an impure aggregate, to all beings to use for their pleasure, even if they always criticize me, kill me, beat me, and so forth, I will let them do whatever they like. From now on, whether they play games with my body or make it an object of laughter by ridiculing and making fun of it to hurt me, since I've already given this body of mine to sentient beings, why would I resist by protecting it and so forth? I will also use it to do any virtuous action that doesn't harm and that benefits others. Whenever any sentient being encounters me, may it never be meaningless for them and always be meaningful. Whenever someone has an angry or devotional thought arise just by looking at me, may that attitude alone become a cause that always accomplishes all the temporary and ultimate purposes of that being. Whenever others criticize me with their speech, harm me with their bodies, or likewise insult me behind my back, may all of them have the fortune to achieve great enlightenment. May I be a savior for those who lack a savior, a guide for all those beings who enter a road, a boat, a ship, and a bridge for those who want to cross the water. May I be an island for those who seek the safe shore of an island, a light for those who want a light, bedding for those who wish for bedding, and for all beings who desire a servant, may I become a servant of them all. May I be a wish-granting jewel and a wish-fulfilling vase, giving rise to whatever is desired, such as food and clothing, powerful mantra, accomplishing the actions of pacification, increase, and so forth, great medicine curing every sickness, a wish-fulfilling tree satisfying every need, and a wish-granting cow for all beings. Like the four great elements, the earth and so forth, and like the sky, may I always be a means of living in every way for the innumerable sentient beings. Likewise, may I be a means of living at all times and in all ways for the realms of sentient beings equaling the extent of space, until they all attain the sorrowless state. As long as space remains, as long as transmigratory beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the sufferings of transmigratory beings. And the dedication prayers. Gyawadin yododa lama sangye droi gyone droi wachi kyan ma lupa deyi sala gopa shun. Bodhicitta verses. Jam chusim chorim poche ma kye panam kye gyoe chi kye wanyam pa me pa yang gone gondo bawa jo tanyi tawa rim poche ma kye panam kye gyoe chi kye wanyam pa me pa yam gone gondo belwa shoy krim ni to pa rim poe che ma kye pa nam kye gyue chi kye wanyam pa me pa yam gone gondo belwa shoy. Offering our practice to His Holiness. Jitem kanti pende malupa kan le jowe sampe hi jim noi kadri so me tenzin gyat soi la soi wa dev soi for the swift recognition of Rinpoche, who has been reincarnated but not yet found.
Yonso zo pe top ten rimpoi, she she dan dro pe zin chin po wai la. Nam yam i zhong zo pe go chai, chen su me che tsun lama so wa de.
And for all of our precious gurus, for their health and long life.
Che tsun lama ku tse rab ten chin, nam kai trin le cho cho e gya pa dang. Lo san tempe dro me sa son gi dro we mon sel ta tu ne kyo chi.